eligibility. DeBacco is federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity.
302 Gym Class coming your way on a Monday here on KGYM. Great show coming up for you. Mike Halas, sports columnist for the Cedar Rapids Gazette, joins us. Mike, of course, among the media that were gathered in Chicago over the weekend, or actually last Thursday and Friday, for Big Ten Media Days. We'll take a look at the weekend that was in the world of sports and have your chance to pick up some golf passes from the city of Cedar Rapids golf courses. All that coming up and more. Gym Class on this Monday here on KGYM. And on a much cooler Monday, we welcome you in to the Gym Class here in KGYM. 1600 AM, the historic main gym, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids. In Iowa City and the surrounding areas, it is 106.3 FM. Iowa City, Coralville, Johnson County. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, former sports editor of the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Kyle Mann, our producer, here today once again as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour, your local programming block getting underway here for a Monday. We'll be followed by the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock this evening. As always, we're presented by Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids, locally owned and operated. Hope you made it out sometime over the weekend to enjoy their delicious food. And some great atmosphere out there at third base. When you're at third base, you're practically home. Again, at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. And we went one more day with the heat on Saturday, cool down on Sunday, and now a relatively cool week for all the folks outside, and they deserve it after what they went through last week. How you doing?
Doing well. Can't beat it, really. And enjoy these days while you can. It's terrific, and a lot of high school kids out there. It's hard to believe in another week, another sports season will have been completed in the high school ranks, and soon thereafter we'll start up another one. And some of those players may be playing their last game in Fort Dodge this week.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, and state softball is underway at Fort Dodge. North Lynn just underway with Wapello in Class 2A action. That is just underway. In fact, they are in the top of the first inning. No score in that one. Two outs and one on for Wapello in that particular ball game. We do have the 1As underway, and their first round has been completed, and all of the upper seeds won today. Number one seeded Collins Maxwell over Lamar's Galen, 4-0. They will take on Newell Fonda as fourth seeded Newell Fonda beat fifth seeded Linville Sully by a score of 7-5. Lisbon, another shutout, 1-0, a win over Wayne. Congratulations to Bob Bunning and the Lisbon Lions as they advance to the semifinals, where they will take on third seeded Clarksville as the Indians beat Bishop Garrigan of Algona today. That by a score of 5-0. As Kerry Wedeking with a no-hitter into the two outs in the bottom of the seventh inning for Clarksville. And yes, they have a Poppy on the team. And it has to be a relation, because
it's not that big a town.
It's not that big a town. My wife's from the area, so I know it quite well.
Yeah.
And, yeah, she's got to be – she's a relation, I can tell you that, to Maddie Poppy,
yeah,
who, of course, the terrific singer out there. So it'll be Lisbon and Clarksville coming up. That will be 1 o'clock, and that will be, I think, on Wednesday. Yes, on Wednesday. And then at 11 o'clock on Wednesday, Collins Maxwell will meet up with Newell Fonda. Hurtina Stocker Jewelers text line available to you out there at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. Hurtina Stocker Jewelers, they are located on the Ped Mall in downtown Iowa City. And a lot to get to. Mike Halas is going to join us coming up in just a little bit. Mike was in Chicago last Thursday and Friday, maybe over the weekend. I don't know. We'll ask Mike about that. And we'll get his thoughts on Big Ten Media Day and as we get closer and closer to the fall. As you talked about the going from one season of high school athletics to the next. I believe it was 6 weeks from last Friday until the first football game.
I think 40, at least in college, 40 days.
40 days.
Yeah.
And it's a big weekend that weekend because it will be the first high school games here in the state. For the majority, there are a few week zero games. Our favorite, week zero, thrown in there the prior week. But week one, the official start, will be, I believe, on the 30th. And then the first college game is on the 31st. Used to be more than likely it was high school one weekend, college would start the next weekend, the NFL will start then the following weekend. That's not going to be the case for a while because you're going to see high school and college start at the same time. And if the NFL goes to the 18-game schedule, who knows when they are going to start.
Yeah.
And so not going to have that little ladder method, if you will, to things anymore. 319-366-1600. If you would like to weigh in. What a weekend it was. Very interesting weekend as far as sports is concerned. And headlined by the 148th playing of the Open Championship in Northern Ireland at Royal Portrush. And a win for Shane Lowry, the Irishman, who did a great job of celebrating last night in Dublin. Pictures are out there, at least ones that were made available, because I have a feeling there were some that were not made available last night with Shane, who is known to throw back a pint or two in his day, and still in his day, obviously. But a very, very popular win, and I thought just a win-win for everybody out there as far as golf is concerned. Royal Portrush was terrific, hosting it for the first time since the 50s. You had a little bit of your British Open weather yesterday, and Lowry held off Tommy Fleetwood and the rest and was a very deserving winner.
Yeah, what a lack for excitement it was made up in terms of how popular Lowry was as a winner. If you'd have told me an Irishman was going to win the Open Championship this week, obviously you would have given the nod to Rory McIlroy. But Lowry was very resilient. He didn't back off. He hit shot after shot after shot, got up and down when he needed to, made putts, and that's what you need to do to win a major championship. And it was received so well in Northern Ireland. Lowry lives to the south about 3 hours in the Republic of Ireland, but nevertheless, crowds turned out, sellout crowds. It was really quite a spectacle for Ireland, I thought. But it did lack some drama, that's for sure.
It did, and I know the one thing that, one of the two things that golf folks are talking about and writing about today, now that the major championship season is behind us, that's kind of weird, first of all, to think about on July 22nd that we're done with major golf this year. You've got the FedEx Cup playoffs and the new schedule coming up, and you've got this week the World Golf Championship event in Memphis, which is a little bit unusual as well. Couldn't get 75% of these guys to show up for the St. Jude Classic, but you put WGC in front of it, and everybody except one is going to be there coming up this week. The one, of course, is Eldrick Tiger Woods is taking the week off.
I got the President's Cup coming up as well, and but it'll all take a back seat, and this is one reason the PGA Tour went to this, and the RNA went to the schedules to kind of clear the deck for football. Didn't want to butt heads in August and September with football. Makes sense to me, but it is a little unusual feeling to have all the majors completed right now. We got a poll question today at KGYMRadio.com. Brought to you by Emil's Hideaway, courtesy of Scott Unash.
Yeah, this is just my thinking on a Monday today.
What would you be more reluctant to drink from? The claret jug or the Stanley Cup? Thanks to Emil's, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's. Both are old. Both have been around.
One has been in our studios.
Yes, the Claire Jug has sat right between us a couple years ago, 2015, actually, 2016, I guess. But, God, I don't want to drink from either one of them, to tell you the truth. If I had to pick, it'd probably be, I'll drink out of the Claret Jug.
I think I would pick the Claret Jug because it is smaller. The reason behind this particular poll question today is the fact that Cedar Rapids Rough Rider, coach and general manager, friend of the show, Mark Carlson, just posted in the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders at their website, or excuse me, at their Twitter account at Ridertown USA, posted a photo of former rider Mitch Reinke, who is a St. Louis Blue now, world champion St. Louis Blues, Stanley Cup champion St. Louis Blues, Mark, if you have not
I've heard.
Mitch Reinke had the cup today, and it is up in Minnesota. And Mark Carlson went up there as well. I believe up Minnesota. Very sure about that. And he is up there and had his picture taken with it, holding it with Mitch. So that's pretty cool stuff right there. That's heady stuff right there for Mark Carlson and for anybody associated with hockey to get to hold the holy grail of the sport. And probably the most popular... Is the Stanley Cup the most popular trophy in sports? You got to think it is, isn't it? The Stanley Cup?
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, you get the Lombardi Trophy, right? For the NFL. But Stanley Cup has so much history and stories behind it. I would agree with that.
I would agree with that as well. What do you think? 319-366-1600.
5232 on the text line says, I would absolutely drink from the Stanley Cup. It'll be far less hygienic than the other.
both of them are a little shaky at this time. It's a little sketchy if you want to drink out of one or the other.
Maybe they clean it between years.
Well,
I don't know.
Now, the Stanley Cup has its own handlers. Keep that in mind. They have two guys that their job is to protect the cup, be with the cup, make sure that nothing too crazy happens to said cup. So, I don't know. I don't know. We will see here. Let's go to Jim outside Kyoto. He wants to talk about... whether he's going to drink out of the cup or the claret jug here. Jim, how you doing on a Monday?
Beautiful day. I can't be bad today.
No.
Definitely the claret jug for a couple of reasons. It'd be easier to handle. And haven't I read like where Stanley Cup winners have bathed their infant kids in that thing or something?
That's the least of our problems.
Well, yeah. So claret jug for me, boys.
All right, Jim, thanks. Appreciate it. Have a good Monday out there. 319-366-1600. Yeah, there have been various food items in the Stanley Cup. There have been all kinds of liquids in the Stanley Cup, alcoholic and non-alcoholic. Some can be mentioned, some cannot be mentioned, as a matter of fact. Don't know where to go with this, Mark.
Of course, you can Google anything these days.
Oh,
and my
yes, you
curiosity
can.
Has gotten the better of me. I Googled how clean is the Stanley Cup. And it turned up a 2010 story out of the Chicago Tribune. The Chicago Tribune newsroom got a look at the Stanley Cup after the Blackhawks won the trophy. And swabbed it for germs.
Oh, gosh.
He sent it to a test lab in Chicago, which found very little general bacteria and no signs of staph, salmonella, or E. coli.
They keep it clean, then, after the various sundry items that have been in the cup.
Every day, according to the story, the cup is washed with a soft detergent Twice a year, it's taken apart and professionally cleaned with a high-end silver polish.
There you go.
Does that change your mind?
Yeah, the Claret jug has not been taken apart. But the jug, you can't get, you can't get fried ravioli and other assorted items. Very hard to get it out of the Claret jug. It's not very big. I mean, we both held the Claret jug.
Yeah.
This thing is not very big. And the opening at the top is probably, what, diameter of a couple inches, maybe?
Yeah.
Something like that. And, yeah. Listen to us name drop. Yeah, we held the Claret jug. By the way, North Linwood, 2 in the first inning, and they lead Wapello 2-0 as they head to the second inning up at Fort Dodge. Lynx in action right now. 319-366-1600 as we talk about Claret jug versus the Stanley Cup for a moment before we talk to Michael Haas.
Let's get to another text here. Like, you guys know any hockey players? That thing's not clean for sure.
Well, you just went through it. Clean as a whistle, right?
Well, 9 years ago it was, I guess.
Well, if it was, I'm very confident it is still going to be clean. Because I'm sure the cleaning methods haven't gotten worse since then. So I'm going to go out on a limb and say it's okay.
I'll go along with that.
All right. Everyone's entitled to their opinions. 319-366-1600. So that, great job by Shane Lowry. Like we talked about, one, I was going to get to this before I got sidetracked by the cup versus the jug, was the fact that people are talking about it wasn't a great major season. Yes, you had Tiger and what he did at the Masters, which seemed like now 8 years ago, back in April. Tiger winning that. But Tiger had a couple of shot lead going down the 18th hole. Ended up with, I think, a one-shot victory, correct? Because Koepka made a putt on 18. Mm-hmm. Brooks Koepka with a little bit of a margin in his win at the PGA. Same with Gary Woodland at the U.S. Open. And now you had pretty much a Shane Lowry wire-to-wire win. It wasn't, as far as drama is concerned, going down to the final shot, final putt, what have you. No, this is not probably the greatest major golf season ever in 2019. But it had a lot of captivating storylines, I think.
It was for Brooks Koepka. He finished 1-2-2-4 in the four majors. And not many people have duplicated that or exceeded it. It was almost a disappointment that he didn't contend. Part of that was the way Lowry played. Koepka did make news, though.
Yes, he did.
I know you played in a tournament yesterday, and we talked afterwards, and I told you that J.B. Holmes shot 87.
I said, I beat that.
87. You did beat that yesterday, and a lot of you out there can beat an 87, but maybe not a Royal Port Rush in 25-mile-an-hour winds. But Koepka was complaining. He was paired with J.B. Holmes, and was complaining about how slow the play was. And Holmes is not the fastest player out there.
And there are many of them.
But Koepka was known to look at an official and tap at his wrist as if there was a watch on his wrist. And at one point, saying Holmes was just taking too long. Spent a lot of time looking up an 8-foot double bogey putt on one hole.
And he had a lot of them.
Yeah.
Unfortunately for him.
But Koepka's pretty fast, so it didn't affect him. Koepka bogeyed his first 4 or 5 holes. So there was that little bit of controversy. But by and large, as you said, it lacked drama. Again, I think the real winner was Northern Ireland.
I think it was, too. They put on a great show. The fans were ecstatic. The fans were exuberant. And they were excited over the golf over there in Northern Ireland. And it was. I thought it was good television, good drama. And good job by Shane Lowry. And just, you got a moment, find some of the photos that are out there from his celebration last night in Dublin. It was a night for the ages. I don't think Shane's probably, you know, he might still be sleeping this one off at this time at 3:22 United States time, Central time here on a Monday. 319-366-1600. Going to talk to Mike Halas, and we'll do that coming up here in just a little bit. Also over the weekend, and unfortunately, a lot of people probably did not catch this or see this, but had the Iowa 300 at the Iowa Speedway in Newton, which was hampered by rain, severe storms going through central Iowa. We got some of the rain here on Saturday night, but we didn't get the storms that they did. With 60-mile-per-hour winds, et cetera, over there. And ended up, they did not get the green flag until nearly 10:30 on Saturday night over at Iowa Speedway, and the race did not get over until well after midnight. That's the bad news. I guess the good news is the fact that people are talking about that it was a pretty good crowd for being a 10:30-at-night race. Wasn't bad, and if it would have went off at its regular time, the way it sounded was that most people were there. So Saturday night's the way to go as far as that race is concerned at the Iowa Speedway for the Indy cars.
Well, the 4.5-hour delay allowed many to go back to their camper and
they couldn't be in the stands,
yeah,
because the stands were evacuated.
But I planned on watching the race or at least parts of it, but. With the lateness of it, I didn't get that done. Joseph Newgarden, your winner.
Friend of the show.
Another Joseph. Friend of the show, Hinch, got a podium finish in third.
He was third. Good job by James Hinchcliffe to come away with the third place showing right there. And yeah, it was a good race, too. Man, there was a lot of passing up and down the line, but the Penske guys came out on top again. And as I talked about in my sports view today, that gets things underway for a very, very busy next month to 2 months of racing around here. And please go out and see some of the local tracks. They need your help, whether it be a big national event or some of the local tracks. Don't take it for granted that everybody's going to be there in the next coming years. Mm-hmm. So, like I said, we've had a few that have closed up shops. Closed up period or just closed up as far as weekly racing is concerned. So get out there and support your local racetrack. Love to see that and get everybody out there.
Excuse me. About 60 or so games remaining in the Major League Baseball season. And interesting series tonight begins in the Twin Cities. The Yankees at the Twins will have it 7 p.m. 107.5 FM. And the Yankees have really been the nemesis of a lot of teams, including the Twins over the years.
Especially the Twins. But this is in Minneapolis. Usually in New York is where the Twins have the problem. So we'll have it tonight for you. We got if you're a Yankee fan, keep it on 107.5 FM this week because we have 6 days. No, check that. 5 Yankee games in the next 6 days for you. 3 against the Twins, Thursday and Friday off, and then Saturday and Sunday against the Red Sox. So if you're a Yankee fan, we are your place on 107.5 FM for the next
And there are a lot of Yankee days. Fans out there.
Absolutely.
Bruce Honey, Channel 9, big Yankee fan I know. A ton of Yankee fans.
Ton of Yankee fans. Some in the building here, too. David Schulte and the rest of you. All right, 3:26. We're going to take a break, come back. Also before 4 o'clock today, we have your chance to win some passes from the City of Cedar Rapids Golf Department. If the links are calling your name, and why not this week? Because it's going to be terrific weather, and we have your chance to pick up your shot at 2 free rounds of golf at either Gardner, Twin Pines, Ellis, or Jones. And Jones opening all 18 holes today. And that is a terrific sight to see as far as golf in the City of Five Seasons and around Eastern Iowa. A lot of people were waiting for Jones to get open for the back nine. And today is the date. I know they got some specials out there this week. So Make your plans.
You have a nice couple months to get out there and enjoy the entire 18 in Jones.
Absolutely. So we'll have that before 4 o'clock today. We'll take a break, come back. Mike Halas, sports columnist for the Cedar Rapids Gazette, will join us. We'll talk Big Ten Media Days, etc. with Mike when we come back.
Linda Tire Service, where we put service first.
Drive safe this summer with Linda Tire, a great selection of tires from Hankook, Hercules, Nokian, and Yokohama. And to keep rolling safely, stop in for a maintenance check on your car or truck. Linder Tire Service, Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell. Coupons and more specials at LinderTire.com.
Come to Linder Tire Service for quality tires and service.
More than just tires.
Your first-place Minnesota Twins are on display at Target Field.
Got him! Ball game over!
With a new hero every night.
Lined at the right field line, baseman! Twins on the field, gonna mob Kepler.
The Yankees make their only trip of the season to Target Field, July 22nd to the 24th. The first 10,000 fans on Monday receive a Twins cap presented by DQ. And on Wednesday, it's a Twins travel pillow to the first 10,000 through the gates, courtesy of Delta Airlines. Tickets are going fast, so get yours today at twinsbaseball.com.
So you're upgrading a house, planning an incredible master bath, a stunning open concept kitchen, but for the backyard deck, something square? Imagination shouldn't end at the back door. Create something truly inspired with TimberTech. Design versatility and technological superiority to vastly improve your home improvement. Imagine the possibilities at TimberTech.com. Bring your outdoor living space to life with TimberTech from Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our all-your-favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Twins and the Yankees, always fun, and this should be a dandy. A three-game series begins at Target Field on Monday night. Hi, this is Corey Provis on your home for Twins baseball.
Tonight at 7 o'clock on 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
That's coming your way tonight. Twins baseball, Twins and the Yankees from Target Field, 107.5 FM. Big, big series. Three games, Mark?
Correct.
Three-game lead over the Indians for the Minnesota Twins. At one time, they had the biggest lead of any first-place team in any division, and it's been cut to three now. And it's not that the Twins have played bad baseball. It's the Cleveland Indians have played terrific baseball over the last 3 weeks.
Spot on.
And so we'll see what happens right there. We have the golf passes to the City of Cedar Rapids golf courses for you before 4 o'clock here today. We'll get to that coming up here in just a couple of moments. But we're going to bring in Mike Halas here at 3:30. And, of course, read up on Mike's fine writing at thegazette.com. Give him a follow on Twitter at Halas as well. And, Mike, great to talk with you again. Hope things went well in Chicago. But before we talk about that, would you rather have a drink from the claret jug or the Stanley Cup?
What kind of drink?
Any drink. Either, hey, who know? Lord knows what was in the claret jug last night in Dublin after Shane Lowry won the Open Championship.
Yeah, I'll bet the remnants of that could get you pretty messed up.
That's our poll question today for people to ponder.
No, I wouldn't drink out of the Stanley Cup for anything in the world. People have had their socks in that thing.
At the very least.
Yeah. I mean, you know what was going in that thing last night in Ireland. It was whatever. I don't know my whiskeys, but I'm guessing it was a pretty potent brew.
Probably a bit of Bushmills.
Yeah.
Oh, Guinness.
Maybe a little Guinness.
I enjoy a good Guinness. Do you like Guinness?
No.
Why not?
It's too heavy for me.
Yeah, I mean, not every day, but just once in a while.
Yeah, maybe once in a while.
Yeah, once in a while.
I'm right
with you. Moderation.
I'm right with you. Once in a while.
You can't chug it.
No, no? God, no.
Yeah, that's to me, that's a plus.
Well, I'm sure that and many other things are in there for Shane Lowry.
I was at a place Saturday night, a Mexican restaurant here in town, and I ordered a small margarita, and they brought me a fish bowl. And they said, I said, what the, you know, because that's what you say when you're surprised. You go, what the? And immediately the server knew that it was a mistake and said, I'm only charging you for the small one. And I said, well, then give it to me. But with every free thing comes a price.
And then they come around and give you another shot without asking. And...
No. No, it was... there was a reason I ordered a small one. I would have been better off with a small one.
Was the trip to Chicago worth it for Big Ten football media days?
It's in the eye of the beholder.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't really care less if I ever go back. It's changed. It's changed. It's like everything else. I mean, there's less actual media, but there's the Big Ten Network, which, you know, basically dominates the whole thing. So they have it set up the way they want it. And it seems like anybody from what I guess is referred to as old media is just kind of a nuisance to be, you know, allowed in the room. But other than that, you know, who cares? And it's just not, it's not set up very well for storytelling, for, to go talk to a player one-on-one and ask questions and get a conversation going. Nah, that's not how it works. So, you know, basically it's a luncheon and it's a promotional tool. And it's a several hours of programming on Big Ten Network, and that's all they care about.
Yeah, and you know, you don't have the one-on-ones like you used to, like you said, and you can't find. Used to be that you found out some details about a player. Usually found out a lot of things about coaches and the program, but you couldn't, you know, write that. Usually,
you sit at a round table, 8 or 10 chairs. And
well, they don't have round tables anymore. They have everybody at small podiums.
I know. But back in the day, you could be sitting next to Bo Schembechler, and, you know, he'd carry on for a half an hour with 7 or 8 media people.
Right. Well, you know, it's like everything else in the universe. That was then, and this is now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Iowa brought Nate Stanley, also Michael Ojemudia, and... Torn Young up there and well represented. And yeah, there was all this talk about, okay, there are no quarterbacks and blah, blah, blah. But I tell you what, I thought, and with Todd and Alex up there as well, talking with a lot of these folks, that it was a good representation as far as all the teams are concerned, and some very intelligent and some very, very just good players and good people up there that each university was represented by.
Yeah, I guess so.
especially the Minnesota young man, Casey
when
O'Brien.
Only bring three, they ought to be able to come up with three good eggs, I guess. But, you know, there was as much talk about who wasn't there as who was there. And there were four, they had 10 players on their preseason all conference thingy. I don't know what it is, but they like have 10 honorees, 10 preseason players to watch or players of the year, including AJ Epinesa, 4 of the 10 weren't even brought to Chicago. I mean, Michigan's quarterback, who's supposed to be a hot thing, wasn't brought to Chicago. Ohio State defensive end Chase Young, who I've seen number one in some NFL mock drafts for next year, and bring him. And if you're Iowa, you know, I'm not outraged about it. And I wrote that it's a small thing and it doesn't matter. And Epinesa is going to be available so often between fall media day and, you know, the bowl game. It's just, it's not even an issue, let alone a big deal. But if I'm Iowa and there's media there from Chicago and Detroit and, you know, the East and you name it, I'm going to put Epinesa out front because not only is he in everybody's preseason All-America lists and preseason All-Big Ten lists, but he's well-spoken, intelligent, gracious, everything you'd want. You know, and people would, from other markets would meet him, write about him, give your program a good
you know, a good profile, but they didn't, so what? Life goes on.
There was some talk of a realignment kind of blowing in the wind among coaches and others in Chicago, and my first response was, why? I guess, do you believe that's in the near future or just a bunch of smoke?
I don't think it is. It's something that gets talked about. It's only going to take one or two times of a West Division champion winning the Big Ten title game to, you know, make that blow away. But, I, you know, there's just nobody's ever happy. I just don't see that great a difference between the two divisions. There have been times when there was, but why break up the border rivalries? We already had that once when Iowa and Wisconsin were in other divisions, different divisions. That was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And Iowa and Illinois as well. That didn't, you know, sit right. Michigan and Michigan State were in opposite divisions. And I know they had the schedule arranged where they play each other every year, but still. It's just something to complain about. All it would take is for the West to win in Indianapolis one of these times, and that stuff dissipates. But the West doesn't win in Indianapolis, so that's why it's even being discussed at all. And they're so bent out of shape, although they'll deny it, about not getting a team in the playoffs the last couple of years. And, you know, the 18 playoff was a really bad idea until the Big Ten stopped getting teams in the 14 playoff. Now the 18 playoff's a better idea.
True. Very true. Well, everything is cyclical in life. I think we've learned that from history to sports. And who's to say 10 to 15 years down the line, maybe it's the West that's asking the East, hey, can you guys play better so we can have a better championship?
Yeah, straighten up and fly right, Michigan and Ohio State and Penn State. What's wrong with you?
Well, maybe not Michigan and Ohio State so much, but you never know how it plays out.
Yeah, who knows? You know, I mean, maybe Nebraska's going to be Nebraska of the 1980s again. Who knows?
They had enough representation at the among the media in Chicago to make it look like it was back in the Tom Osborne era, including Tom himself, who was there.
Yeah. Well, it's a very popular thing out there, I'm told.
Yes, very much so.
Mike, we haven't talked to you since the John Deere, and I don't want to talk about that tournament per se, but you've covered Zach Johnson for a long time. He had his first over par round there. In what, 12 years, something like that. Missed the cut in the Open Championship, first time in 12 years. He's not had a good year, as you know, and may or may not make the FedEx Cup playoffs. At what is he, 43? Is this just a blip on the radar, or is his, you know, competitive career coming to an end or nearing? And if it is, I guess it's been a hell of a run.
Yeah, well, I'm not ready for blanket statements, but it's been statistically the poorest year of his career on tour, which started in 2004. And if he doesn't have a big tournament next week in Connecticut, he won't even be in the playoffs, which start, I believe, the week after that. I'd have to check, but I know there's a World Golf Championship event this week in Memphis, and it's the top 60 or 70 some players, and he's not involved. So he can't gain anything out of that, obviously. So yeah, it's barring a great tournament in Connecticut in a couple of weeks, he's going to miss the playoffs, and that's going to be the end of the year. And it'll be a fruitless season. Well, what does it mean for the future? I don't know, but you know, it's been 4 years since he's won a tournament, and I'm kind of stopped there, I guess. It's hard. I mean, they just keep coming. It used to be that you didn't see pro golfers making a dent until they'd been pros for 6 or 8 or 10 years. And now they come right off college campuses and compete for championships.
Yeah, and winning.
Yeah, it's just a different world. And for a 43-year-old guy of, you know, who has limitations physically compared to, I mean, compare him to Brooks Koepka or Dustin Johnson, he just doesn't have the physicality to play with those guys. So he's got to be darn near perfect. And that he hasn't been. The putting isn't what it used to be. His opening round at John Deere, that was the only one I attended, but it was probably the poorest I've seen him play for 18 holes. Mm. And he came back with 3 good rounds, and, you know, he made the cut, and then he finished in the middle of the pack, I think, on Sunday, but the damage was done there. And he goes to the British Open, Open Championship, whatever you want to call it, and misses the cut. And as you guys said, that hadn't happened in a long time. So, I mean, it's just a hard thing. And the fact is, so many guys have come and gone in his time as an elite player. I mean, players who were right there with him, playing in the final groups in major tournaments where he was, who just, you know, fell off the face of the earth, more or less. And he endured. Well, now comes a time, sort of a critical juncture, I think, where is he going to be a ceremonial figure or is he going to be competitive? And I would not bet against him, but I also know that there's a lot of things working against him.
Well, and a lot different priorities now. Kids are getting older. The family responsibilities grow and grow as the kids get older. More on your plate, as we all three know, going through all that.
Well, sure there are. Your kids are in school age and doing things, but I also, he said it himself, that I don't think he's ever worked harder off the course, and because he's really got to. We're talking physically and technically. But, you know, it's a funny thing. You need that one flash, that one feel, and it just hasn't been there. He just hasn't had that round, hasn't had that tournament. And, you know, maybe 2 weeks from now it happens. I don't know.
Mike, you keep close tabs on Hawkeyes and Cyclones and their NBA pursuits. I know you wrote about capsulized the final stats and whatnot from the NBA Summer League. What were some of the highlights?
Well, it's kind of at the, you know, the kind of spectrum it seems to be with Iowa and Iowa State players are they playing well enough in the summer to get invited to camp?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like, you know, Brandon Clark of Gonzaga played summer league and just tore it up. So he was a late first round pick, and now everybody's saying, his team got a steal. No, with the Iowa State guys, it's did they play well enough to get invited to a camp? And that's kind of where that is. Now, Shayok of Iowa State, first year out of college, was a second-round draft pick, but that guarantees nothing. He went out to Las Vegas, and 2 games after they're playing summer league, the Sixers saw enough to sign him to a contract.
Mm-hmm.
It's a two-way contract, but it's a contract. You got your foot in the door. You're in the league. And he played well out there. Just, you know, I don't know if he's ever going to be an NBA rotation player, but he's a smart player, a sound player, talented player, good player. Everybody over in Ames saw it for a whole year. And good team guy. Other guys you saw out there are kind of, you know, in limbo. Jared Utoff comes back from Russia and plays for Detroit and has what look like were 4 or 5 good games, but I haven't seen anything that says that it's going to go any further than that. Peter Jock, who played for the Hawkeyes few years ago, seems to be in limbo pro-wise. Tyler Cook apparently is going to training camp with Denver.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really all you can ask for, you know. Get out there and maybe become an affiliate player, which means that they send you down to the G League, but you're one of their guys, something like that. But again, this is what a hard world that is. Tyler Cook and, you know, leading scorer and rebounder for Iowa last season, and he's really on the fringe when it comes to the NBA.
Michael Loss joining us. A few more minutes here at 3:48 on a Monday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Speaking of basketball, Iowa will have, I think it's Newcomer Wednesday. They're going to have for the media with, let's see, Toussaint's going to be available, McCaffrey, Bakari, and Nungi, I think, going to be available as well. And those are going to be four names you're going to hear a lot about with Iowa basketball coming up in 2019-2020 because they're going to play significant roles.
Well, you would think so. I mean, among either Bakari Evelyn or the senior transfer or Joe Toussaint, the incoming freshman from New York City, one of those two is going to play some minutes for sure, if not both. Just mathematically, it has to be that way at point guard. And Patrick McCaffrey, I don't know quite where he's going to fit in his first year, but my guess is he's certainly going to fit some way somehow. And Jack Nungi back from redshirting is a 6'11" guy who can go outside and stick a shot. And he's bigger than he was, as you would expect. And we'll see if he's a more physical presence as well. So they could all be integral parts. I would suspect certainly that three of them will be. And this basketball season ahead is one big question mark. I mean, they'll have talented players, but will they have them in the right places? Will there be too many of them in some places and none in others? I don't know.
I think that's kind of the thinking of a lot of people at this point. And we still don't know anything about Jordan Bohannon, if it's going to be a redshirt season or if it's going to be one where he's going to be physically able to come back. That's the big question hanging over the program right now.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It doesn't sound great. I mean, as far as him coming back, I'm not sure you would want him to. You know, do you want him to just be so-so for his senior year and that be it, or have him fully healthy and come back and be ready to give you a whole season of himself at his healthiest, which I'm not sure we've ever seen.
True. And it's just going to remain to be seen.
Mike, did your Montreal Expos have anything to do with the Cubs' collapse in 69?
Yeah, I don't. I think Cubs probably didn't play them enough.
Yeah, that was their first year, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't get to Parc Jarrett up enough up in Montreal.
I saw something on Twitter that was like a questionnaire for people. How many major league parks have you been to that don't exist? I've been to more that don't exist than do exist.
I think I might be with
I
you,
think
and
so
now
too.
I'm going to have to write that down.
You know, I saw the Twins in the Mets Stadium and then in the Metrodome. I have yet to go to their new park, and, you know, maybe I never will. And it just goes like that. Old Comiskey Park, I love that place. I was at Old Tiger Stadium, and I've never been to the one in the new stadium in Detroit, which isn't even new anymore, and I doubt I'll ever go there. So, baseball, that's a nostalgia game, isn't it?
I guess.
I'm really enjoying soccer. How do you guys feel about soccer?
Love the Women's World Cup.
When do they play next?
There's an American Women's Pro League that almost nobody knows anything about except yesterday, their attendance was like triple what it used to be, or usually is. The first bounce after the Women's World Cup, they had 17,000, I think, for a game in Chicago. I didn't even know Chicago had a team.
I didn't either.
I mean, they're out drawing the White Sox.
Well, wait 2 years. Wait till 2021.
Yeah, I know. The White Sox, the team of the future, always.
Oh, man. All right, Mike, we're closer and closer to the start of football season, and we'll talk to you again in a few weeks down the road here, and enjoy it, and we'll keep reading the stuff at thegazette.com. Michael Oss joining us here on the Gym Class on KGY. You give him a follow on Twitter as well, at Halas. We'll take a break, come back, and as we head to break, going to give you an opportunity to pick up some golf passes to the City of Cedar Rapids golf courses. We have those all this week for you to win right here on KGYM, and it's going to be good for two free rounds of golf at Gardner, Twin Pines, Ellis, or Jones with all 18 holes open, plus use of a golf cart. They've got buckets of balls. Play together as a family, ask how you can receive a free round for your birthday, and a whole lot more. And we've got caller number 6. We'll line up with those passes right now at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. Back with more after this.
You've spent a lot of years in sweat, working hard. And when you're not doing that, you're focusing on the right things. Your kids, your parents, and paying the bills. Retirement sounds nice, but feels a million impossible miles away. But it's not. Hennings Financial talks with people like you every day. Average folks with a 401k and a bunch of questions. They'd be happy to answer yours. Hennings Financial, a family-owned firm helping regular families retire better. HenningsFinancial.com.
People think that I'm not a big firm, I'm not a large company. What would anyone want with my data? But you don't know. Client credit cards, employee information, it's all critically important, and it needs to stay secure.
Hi, I'm Patty with Network Computer Solutions. If you ever have a question about how secure is your network, give us a call. We can certainly do an audit.
Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Welcome back to Sports View. Today's topic, game changers. Makes me think of Progressive's Home Quote Explorer. Finally, a simple, efficient way to quote home insurance. Let's go to Colin, who will now try to say something.
Okay, first of all, are you kidding? Never in my life. Okay, when you see stuff like this, look, I'm not the only one who thinks this, although everybody says I am.
Well said, Colin. Well said.
Get right to the point with Home Quote Explorer. It's a game changer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.
All right, it's time for some straight talk. You wouldn't pay $100 for seats to a baseball game when you can get the same seats for $50. So why pay more on your wireless when you can get the same 4G LTE networks for up to half the cost? For $45 a month, get our unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data from Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
We apologize for this Walmart grocery pickup commercial. Because while you can't see the groceries I'll describe, my words may make your stomach growl loud. Get the baby carrots you crunch and the sweet ripe berries that make your mouth water. And now you can order online and get free curbside pickup, freshness guaranteed. So pick up these delicious things without even leaving your car. Sorry, that was my stomach. Walmart grocery pickup, $30 minimum. Restrictions apply. If you're not happy with your order, contact customer care for a refund.
This summer, take the road trip to complete your baseball stadium bucket list.
And when you do, stay at La Quinta by Wyndham Hotels,
where you can now earn and redeem Wyndham Rewards points at La Quinta and thousands of other Wyndham Rewards properties worldwide.
Plus, free bright side breakfast and the free high-speed Wi-Fi so you can stay in the work zone while you're away.
Well, with perks like these, you're going gone.
Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you triumph.
Book direct at LQ.com.
Congratulations going out to Jim from Cedar Rapids. He is the winner of our golf passes from the City of Cedar Rapids Golf Department. More passes to give away throughout the week right here on KGYM. Coming up tomorrow, we talk Major League Baseball. We're also going to talk about the Greater Cedar Rapids Open that gets underway later on this week out at the Hunters Ridge Golf Club. They had the Waterloo Open this past weekend.
They did indeed. Alex Shockey, Hawkeye, won that. He's in a U.S. amateur qualifier today, and he's leading that.
He's having a great summer. Won the Nebraska amateur, too.
For the fourth straight year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's his summer is going very, very well indeed. And Iowa women's amateur underway as well at Otter Creek over in the central part of the state going on right now. Also going on, state softball tournament. And so far, really good news for North Lynn. Fourth inning, the Lynx, number one seeded, number one rated. They lead Wapello 6-0. Four Wapello errors have helped North Lynn with six runs on two hits, but four errors for Wapello, as we mentioned. And North Lynn looking to move on to the state semifinals, their very first trip to Fort Dodge and the girls' state softball tournament. More quarterfinal games tonight. More quarterfinal games coming up tomorrow. Lisbon a winner earlier today as well.
Reset our poll question today at KGYMradio.com, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. What would you be more reluctant to drink from, the Stanley Cup or the claret jug?
And a lot of good discussion on that earlier on this evening, or this afternoon, I should say, on the program. And yeah, but you mentioned that the Stanley Cup is cleaned every day and disassembled and cleaned twice a year by professionals.
Indeed. I wasn't able to find anything about the claret jug. So let's just assume.
Old Tom Morris had something in there that we may have seen. We'll have to wait and see on that.
Right now, about 70% of you are saying, I don't want to drink out of the Stanley Cup.
All right. Talk to you tomorrow.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
When your battery goes dead, everything could come to a stop. Don't take a chance on getting stranded. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and get your battery tested.